go fish in Ontario, what .com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
GoFishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Helper.
Ron, quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yeah.
Stephen Barry.
FishingOntario.com.
Quickly, Sean.
GoFishOntario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron and Mississauga.
www.GoFishInOntario.com.
Thank you. Thank you. See? Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angela Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandale, Jessica Ellis on the board, keeping us honest this wonderful weekend, a wonderful weekend to be outdoors. That little jingle you just heard tells us time to go fish in Ontario. Before I do that, though, I just want to thank you very much for all of your messages you're sending out via the various ways here that people communicate nowadays.
The interweb.
Thank you. One in particular, and I'm not reading because we wouldn't have time to read them all on the air, but this one is kind of interesting. Trevor Lane says to us that a guy I grew up with, who is 48 years old, has had two heart attacks and yet continues to smoke. Glad you're still with us, Ange. Like, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
How is that even possible? I got to tell you something, guys. I mean, you know, I mean, when Pete says I'm a smoker, what he means is I smoke cigars.
Yeah.
And especially when I'm out in the field, I enjoy having, you know, two or three cigars through the course of a day. And while I'm here at home or at the office, that's limited to a maximum of one per day. So I wouldn't call myself necessarily a heavy smoker.
Yeah, a chain smoker.
But I got to tell you something. When I came to after the emergency on the 19th of August, and I finally had my wits about me, nobody said to me anything about, you know, you got to quit smoking. The very first thing, it's funny, but the very first thing that I'm conscious of remembering that was going on in my mind was almost an image of me, the former smoker, in my rearview mirror. Like, it was so,
oh, wow.
At that moment, it was so, like, not even a question, mm-hmm. that I could see myself back, yeah. way back there somewhere. Well, and it was just instant. I'm done.
Well, I remember you quit a couple of years ago. And then.
I did.
I remember that. And you and Monique quit a couple of years ago.
I did.
Yeah. And then you guys came back. You guys went back on it.
Just to,
I don't remember that.
I remember.
I want to clarify something too, in that, and Angela might not be seeing this. The normal perception of a cigar smoker is a guy smoking a big cigar once a week or something, and you just sort of smoke it and you take it in your mouth and blow it out. Angelo smoked smaller cigars, which are the deadly ones, and he inhaled every drag. Mm-hmm. Every drag was inhaled in mm-hmm. and out. So we're not sugarcoating anything here. That's the problem right there, and that's why his doctor said, quit that. Instantly.
And it happened instantly, and it's gone forever. Instantly and forever. How's that?
Good.
Time to move along. We got to go fishing Ontario, guys. The next time you've got a fishing itch requiring scratching, all you need to do is go to GoFishInOntario.com. Tell them what you're looking for, and they will make it magically appear. Or you could shortcut that and go to our next guest. His name is James Hill. He is a proprietor, I think, anyways, he owns Thunder Bay Pro Fishing Guides, and he'll put you on to some of the best fishing you have ever experienced. Good morning, James. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure, man. Absolute pleasure. So, first of all, Pete and I were both, when we looked that you were coming on the program, we both kind of said, How come we haven't heard about this guy?
Yeah, because I mean, Thunder Bay obviously is very prominent in let's say northern urban fishing or right. urban area. Right, Thunder Bay is a pretty good sized city, and Ange and I have James. We have experienced some fantastic fishing within an hour of Thunder Bay. So we thought, wow, I mean, this is the place to be, and this is probably the guy to talk to. So
I've actually seen you guys filling up right beside my house at the Max.
There you go. Yeah.
Right on, buddy.
So it says here you're a member of the Thunder Bay Bassmasters. Of course, most – and I hate stereotyping, but I have to. Most of the high-profile guides nowadays can honestly say they cut their teeth on some kind of tournament or bass fishing event. And you're no stranger to that. You have fished many tournaments, I'm sure, in your area and other areas as well. You also write a number of fishing columns, which is kind of interesting, a whole other approach. Tell us a little bit about the Thunder Bay Pro Fishing Guides, the company.
Yeah, so we're based right out of the city here, so we're not obligated or locked to any lake or lodge or anything. So basically, wherever the fishing's hot within an hour's drive of Thunder Bay, that's where we're going. So
I like that.
Yeah, so it's we can really tailor the experience to whatever you're looking for. If you're looking for like a little seclusion with some animals, some wildlife, and some fish, then we can go somewhere like that. If you're looking just to catch a pile of fish, we can go to a lake for that.
What kind of species are you? You're like, you're a bass guy, obviously, but there's a lot more than bass in that area. What are you looking for species-wise?
Yeah, so we generally target smallmouth. Obviously, that's what I do the most, fishing bass tournaments and whatnot. But we also do in the spring, I teamed up with one of the top steelhead guys in Thunder Bay. And so now we offer steelhead and brook trout.
Oh.
See, that's a nice addition because you guys are right close to the best brook trout fishing in the world, right close to Nipigon. So you got to obviously the superior part of that, the coasters, you got to have access to some beautiful brookies, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Again, within an hour's drive, world-class fishery. We're basically a bucket list place.
Now, James, what do you do? Because, I mean, there's more to a successful fishing trip than just the fish catching. And I mean that in the sense that, you know, people have also got to have great accommodations, great food. Like, all those other elements have to be involved. How do you deal with that?
Again, so operating right out the city, we have tons of they can stay in a hotel.
Oh, right in the city.
Right in the city. Thunder Bay's developed the whole waterfront area. I got some nice hotels, nice Airbnbs. You're right in the downtown core, lots of new restaurants down there. So you can make it a whole weekend and stay right downtown. And then we offer, for most hotels, we offer hotel pickup. So you don't even need to drive anywhere.
That's fantastic. Wow. That's good. I like
so
that.
If I said to you, okay, Pete and I want to experience the very best smallmouth bass fishing known to man, and we want to stay at the Best Western in Thunder Bay, and right. we don't want to drive more than 35 minutes each day to and from our spot. Can you accommodate us?
I could, especially if you guys are coming up early season, pre-spawners, do some sight fishing. That's the best time to come up here, pre-spawners. It's all within a half hour. We're literally from your hotel on the water within a half hour.
James, you're not getting Ange. He's trying to get a name of a lake. I know him better than anybody.
So we call the lake Jurassic Park.
There you go, buddy. I like that.
Absolute dinosaurs in it.
We may be talking. We're going to give you a call sometime next week soon, James.
I got to tell you a quick story. I'm not going to mention the name of the lake at this point, although it is on our website if somebody wants to invest in doing some research. We had an experience at Thunder Bay, I'm going to say about 10 years ago, maybe a couple of years more than that. I don't know, about a decade ago. We were up there, but we were just traveling through town on the way further north. Our vehicle broke down. We had a transmission issue, and we had to hunker down for a couple of days in Thunder Bay. So once we delivered our vehicle to the shop to be repaired, we said, what are we going to do for a couple of days? And we went to the local tackle store and asked them, and they said, well, you know, you could, I mean, if you only got, you know, a few hours, you could just drive out to Lake so-and-so. It's supposed to be pretty good. And so we literally drove out to this lake, which was about 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes max from the city. And we probably got into, in terms of a short fishing trip, we probably got into some of the best smallmouth and walleye fishing that either one of us had ever experienced.
We were pleasantly surprised and got television episodes of it.
It was great.
That's for
sure. It was the most urban experience, I think, that we've had ever since then.
James knows that.
Oh, yeah.
We won't say it, but James knows. He probably knows what we're talking about now. Big walleyes and big smallies, James, and not too far from Thunder Bay. So,
you know what? That's actually, that could be a couple spots. So we're
there you go. You got that right.
So folks can just give you a call or go on your website. How does it work?
Yes, right. We're on www.thunderbayprofishingguides.com or tbpfg.com. Make it a little easier. We're on all the social media outlets, Instagram, Facebook, TripAdvisor. You can contact us through TripAdvisor as well.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Easy to get a hold of.
All the info's on the website there of what you need and whatnot. Basically, actually, all you have to do is show up with a valid Ontario fishing license and appropriate clothing, and we're good to go.
Hey, James, quick question for you. Do you require your customers? First of all, how many customers can you accommodate at once?
Three.
So that's the maximum. So a couple of buddies, this would be perfect for a couple of guys. And do they need to bring everything themselves, including boat and motor, or is this something that they can just, if time is an issue, can they just jump on a plane and fly up there and then you take care of everything from that point?
Yeah, absolutely. It's everything included, valid Ontario fishing license, and, you know, some block and sunglasses, and we're good to go. All the rods, safety equipment, boat, transportation, all included.
Wow.
Awesome.
Can you give us an indication of costs? Can you tell folks what they could be looking at, maybe a ballpark figure?
So we do two packages. We have a half day, which is 4 hours on the water, and then we offer a full day, which is 8 hours on the water. Usually they're both The four-hour half day is about a six-hour day total, and 8 hours is about a 10-hour day total. And they range anywhere between, if it's just one guy doing a half day, $350 plus tax, or a full day for three people is $650 plus tax. So anywhere in between there.
So let me understand this, if I get this right. So if Peter and I had a friend, and we could make a threesome out of this, we could fly up to Thunder Bay with the shirts on our back, go out fishing for a day with you on one of these secret hot lakes, and it would cost us under $300 a piece.
That's right. And I would appreciate you guys wearing the shirts on your back as well. So,
especially these backs, buddy, because they ain't too pretty.
Wow. Wow.
Good one.
That's great. What a great value.
Yeah, that is.
That is unbelievable. There's more information at Thunder Bay Pro Fishing Guides. That's thunderbayprofishingguides.com. You know, we always talk about it here in the program, and people don't realize that we use guides on a regular basis.
Sure we
the
do.
Simple reason is that there is absolutely no way that we could go to a lake, even our home lake here. There's no way that we could go to that lake and have our finger on the pulse of the fishery like a local guide can.
Exactly.
So why would you want to?
Yep.
We're no different than anybody else. Our time is at a premium. The less time we spend searching and the more time we spend fishing, the happier we are.
Absolutely.
And
without a doubt.
And that's what guides do. Why would you go to the Thunder Bay area without a guide? It'd be insane.
Absolutely, buddy.
So, anyways, great job, James. Looks like you're on your way to. This is a probably not enough of these types of companies out there where you've got a guide who is not tied to any one particular piece of geography or species, because people can custom make their own deal, and that's really cool.
Awesome.
Good job, my friend. So that's Thunder Bay Pro Fishing Guides .com. Thanks, James.
Hey, no problem. Anytime, guys.
All right,
buddy. Good luck to you.
James Hill, Thunder Bay Pro Fishing Guides.
I love it.
Remember that name.
I've written it down.
ProFishingGuides.com. We'll have it up on the internet. Maybe we can get him to do a report from that area every
month. We will try. How's that?
Cool.
We will try.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.